The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What signs can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, most of us, and I include myself, most of us, spiritually speaking, and every other way of speaking, find it almost impossible to believe in unconditional love. Unconditional love. That somebody could love us for nothing, for no return, so to speak. Most of us find that almost impossible to believe in. And after 2,000 years, most people are still the same. After 2,000 years, most of us have the same idea of God, if you go back in history, as the people long before Jesus had. We believe, and just apply this to yourself, we always think of God up there. God is not up there. We believe in a hard God, a God that must be placated, a God that must be continually pleased. We believe in a God and we believe in a God that we must earn his love. Totally, totally wrong. Totally wrong. And Jesus came some 2,000 years ago, and theologically, he turned that whole thing upside down. Upside down. And he said to people, and said to us, and we read it continually in the scriptures, God is not who you think God is. God is not who you think God is. And the fact that Jesus became one of us means that God is not aloof, but God participates in our very, very lives. God is not apart from the trials that we go through. He's not apart from our suffering, but he participates in our suffering. And we find that difficult, hard to believe. I wonder why. Have you ever wondered why? Most of us really do not believe in that. Well, so, now that's a bit better, thank you. So, why is that? Why do we find that so hard to accept? I tell you why. Because if you go back in history, it was all about sacrifice to God, offering lambs and bulls and heifers and killing innocent animals. And sometimes, like, if you go back to Abraham and Isaac, willing to kill his own son to please God. So why would we not find it difficult to believe in a God who loves us unconditionally? We can't earn God's love. He gives us to us totally. And that's what the Mass this morning is about, and the readings. And we come to the Eucharist. And Jesus offers himself to us, his own body and blood. And Jesus is saying to you and to me, I want to be close to you. I don't need your sacrifices, but I am willing to sacrifice myself for you. So instead of us giving to God, God wants to give to us. But we can't accept that. Why? What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? Do we believe it or do we not believe it? It's a question. It's a question of faith. When Jesus says to us, as he did in the gospel this morning, I am the living bread. I want to feed you, not you feed me. I don't need your sacrifices. I did all that 2,000 years ago. That whole idea of sacrifices is over and done with. So it doesn't matter how many sacrifices you make. This might sound like heresy to some people, or how many rosaries you say, God isn't going to love you one bit more. Why? Because God's love for you at this moment is infinite. And can you improve on something that is infinite? Yes or no? Does that not make sense? Well, to me, it makes absolute sense. I don't know about you. I hope it makes absolute sense to you. So God loves you and you, even though you may not love yourself or you may not have a very high opinion of yourself, God loves you as you are. And he wants to give himself to you in the Eucharist. Now, you don't have to be worthy to receive the Eucharist. It's not for people who, oh, I'm worthy, but she's not worthy, or he's not worthy. God never said, Jesus never said that. Where did we get that from? Because we're judging people. The Eucharist, Holy Communion, is not for those who are worthy or for those who are perfect, but it's for sinners like me. And I don't know if you're sinners or not. You're probably all saints. But anyhow, I'm a sinner. And God wants to feed me with his own body and blood. How beautiful is that? How absolutely mind-boggling is that? I find that hard to accept, because I grew up in Ireland. And from the time I can believe, my parents, first of all, told me, if you don't finish your cabbage, you're going to hell. So I was, hell bells. God, I don't have a hope in, I'm going to say a hope in hell. I don't, because I don't like cabbage. So that's me. That's me finished. And then I went to school, and we were taught to fear God. It was all about sin and so on. And then I went to church, and the priest was up there pounding the pulpit on a Sunday. Most of you are going to hell. Who the hell did he think he was? He's probably in hell now, for all we know. But that was the normal Sunday sermons. And we came out feeling miserable. Why the hell? Oh, God, there's not a hope for me. And we were miserable. And we were down. That wasn't the religion that Jesus taught. Jesus thought about love, 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 love. And most of all, that God loves you. Absolutely. He loves you. Absolutely. Just pray from now on. And I really mean this. Pray that you will be able to really, really, really believe that and accept it into your heart. And when you do, guess what? You're going to be a new person, really are. You're going to be able to face life and the difficulties of life and the pains of life and the sufferings of life in a way that you never could before. And most of all, if you really accept totally, not half, that God loves me as I am, you're going to be free and full of joy. Full of joy. Amen.